Traditionally, Toys for Tots has been a Christmas time charity. In recent years, the program has evolved into a year-round force for good by distributing toys, games, and books to children in need throughout the year. Last year, during their 75th anniversary, the program distributed over 24 million toys to nearly 10 million less fortunate children and provided over 6.3 million books to children in need through their literacy program. Visit toysfortots.org to support their mission.
Money talks as the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Restaurants are expecting a strong summer, but consumers may not be in a dining out mood. Meantime, those going out to eat are still dealing with surcharges that popped up during the pandemic. We welcome in Doug Roth, founder and president of Playground Hospitality, based in Chicago. Doug, thank you for joining us today. In general, as far as the entire restaurant industry is concerned, has business gone back to where it was pre-pandemic, or is there still some room to run?
I think there's still some room to run, but we're getting really close. I think what's happened is that there's sort of a barbell effect. What I mean by that is the restaurants that do it well are doing really well. And prior to that, if you were a restaurant that was just doing okay prior to the pandemic, you were skating along because the economy was really in a very, very great position. I think today those restaurants are the ones that are starting to feel it.
And then there were a lot of places that closed down either during the pandemic or shortly afterwards. They opened in 2020 and then just couldn't make a go of it. We talked about it last week with the Cooper's Hawk on the Gold Coast. And
yes.
Is this a case, though, where the places that did manage to persevere through the pandemic are taking advantage of reduced competition, or is the number of openings made up for the ones that went away?
I think there's probably, if not the same, more openings that are occurring. Same thing actually happened after Katrina down in New Orleans. And it's the fact that people are seeing where more and more people are coming to restaurants than I believe that is out there in some of the written material that's coming out. I think that that's not accurate. I think what's happening is that most restaurants right now are feeling still that post-pandemic glee, so to speak, and we're going to see a pretty good summer. And also, let's remember, too, that outdoor cafe season has been extended, so that's another revenue opportunity as well.
And we're talking about inflation, obviously, every day on the Noon Business Hour. It weighs on the minds of everybody, and maybe it's weighing on the minds of people when they sit down at a table and when they get their bill. Is there any indication that maybe it's pushing people away, or are restaurant patrons merely spending through it?
I think generally they're spending through it. I think that they know it's there. They recognize it. They've taken notice in that context. I think where you really see it is in some of the higher end steakhouses. I'm seeing $85, $90 for a 6 to 8 ounce filet. I mean, that's pretty crazy. But generally in restaurants, there's some creeping that's going on as far as pricing, but I think people are putting up with it. And again, I think that we'll be seeing a strong season.
And then what's the state of surcharges? A lot of them put in place after the pandemic, some with technology that asks you to provide a gratuity where you weren't asked before. What's the state of the restaurant consumer about increased tipping opportunities and also restaurant surcharges?
Well, we actually had a discussion at one point a while back about surcharges, and that really gets me upset. I have to say that there was one that most recently was, and get this one, that they were doing 3% increase based on the fact that there was a need to maintain their culinary standards. What does that mean? I mean, prior to that they weren't maintaining culinary standards? I mean, it just is an absolutely ridiculous thing. And I really find the surcharges to be something, if you want to increase them and you want to provide for people as far as their health benefits and things of that sort, buried in the price. It's 3%. Don't nickel and dime me.
Doug Roth, founder and president of Playground Hospitality in Chicago.
It's Reed. Summertime is here in the Valley, and whether you're looking for that summer road trip vehicle or maybe you're thinking about upgrading, you need to go check out my friends at Air Park Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. They're just off Frank Lloyd Wright. They listened to their customers. They made some changes, and I want you to meet my pal, Val. He's the guy that's going to get you the best deal in town. Val, what's going on this month?
Hey, Reed. What's up, Scottsdale? These are absolutely the best deals in town on Jeep Grand Cherokees, up to $7,800 off. This is the perfect ride for your summer vacation. Me and my power team will make sure you will get the best deal in town.
Yeah, you heard it from my pal Val. Big deals on Jeep Grand Cherokees. If you're looking to upgrade for that summer road trip, come check them out. They're just off Frank Lloyd Wright in Scottsdale. It's Air Park Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Ask for your pal Val. I will get you the best deal in town.
And find them online, airparkcars.com. Stock number PC5026600. On approved credit, see dealer for details.